Hi, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another music features, and I'm up at the Warm Coal Mill in Mosley tonight because I've come to see another great local band from the town. It's Frieda. I've got four of the five lads here. I've got two Adams, Sean and Callum. So, hello lads. Nice hello. To meet you. I've not met you before, so great to see you. Thanks for inviting me up to your rehearsal space, which is excellent. Obviously, I've not met Frieda before. Firstly, for the benefit of the listeners, it's Frieda, and does Adam want to tell the listeners how Frieda came about, or the name came about?
So other Adam's girlfriend, we were trying to think of a name for ages. Like, we had loads of songs before we even had a name. Before that, we called The Ideal Types, so we weren't really about that.
Right.
Didn't fancy that one. And his girlfriend was like, you might as well just call it after my grandma. We were like, what's your grandma called? Just yeah. Frieda.
Right.
Sweet.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
so obviously, like I say, I've not met the Frieda lads before. So when did you sort of start? How did you get together? Callum, do you want to say?
It's free. Me and Adam on bass, Adam on drums.
Yeah.
Been in bands since, like, what, 14,
15. Right.
2009.
So what school was that at then?
I went to Mosley Islands.
All right, okay.
Up in Young Shauna, who's a Staley Bridge lad, apparently.
Right, okay.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah. So that was what, sorry?
Years ago.
Really?
We were under numerous different guises.
Yeah. But how long have you been in this sort of five now then?
I joined about 4 years ago.
Did you?
It was through college.
Yeah.
That came about. I joined a college band with Adam Barton here.
Yeah.
Did a Come Together by the Beatles.
Yeah.
And then
Get
us in.
Right.
Keep
going, Singer
out.
Yeah. So gig number wise, how what are we up to? How many gigs have you done?
Roughly? All together.
As Frieda, but as a four piece together right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably done.
Yeah.
Cameron used to be in the band.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And he rejoined when we started revamping everything, new style and everything like that.
I see.
So that was only about 7 months ago. This band is 7 months old.
I see. Right, okay. So it says on the website it's blues inspired indie rock. So how do you, for the benefit of the listeners, what is there influences or
your father?
Yeah, my dad's a big influence. Like, he's always played blues on piano and singing.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. What, has he played this kind of local area and stuff?
No, he kind of sat when he came around here. Like,
he's
from Canada, isn't
he? Yeah,
blues man from Canada.
What's his name?
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson.
But he doesn't internet, so really won't find him.
I see. Right, okay.
He's an enigma.
I think he's YouTube once.
He told us that he was on the YouTube. He was really happy. He was like, I had him on the YouTube, so it was like, well done.
Rolling Stones, listening to the Beatles, all that other sort of stuff.
Your dad, Exile on Main Street was the turning point.
We all went around once and just listened to Exile on Main Street and just
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to say, sorry, you've recently released an EP, three track, I think, isn't it?
Three tracks.
It's called Voodoo, but that's one of the tracks, obviously. And when was that? When was that released?
About 4 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
And what's kind of been the response to that then, lads?
It's been alright. Yeah.
It's been surprisingly good, to be honest.
Yeah.
It shocked me because the stuff we've always released before, it's sort of, people that know us have liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But now this time, we've put it out and we've had people that have never heard of us before from different countries coming to us and saying, wow, this is good.
Finally got it on Spotify.
So what are the tracks? Obviously, there's Voodoo on there, and what are the other two tracks?
I've got See the Sun and Now You Go.
Right, okay then. Okay, and where did you record them at?
In this room.
Because I have listened to it and I'm very impressed, so you did a good job there. Unfortunately, we'll just miss the band on the wall, but like I said, for the benefit of the listeners, it's coming up this weekend, so this will be too late. But I mean, have you played the band on the wall before?
Yeah, we did.
Because that's it's a great venue. It's going to be a cracking.
It's a beautiful venue to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's with Scruff of the Neck as well. Like, the promotion company are doing pretty well.
What's your favourite venue to play at in town, in Manchester? Because obviously that's where it's all happening, if you like. So
we've done Night and Day quite a few times.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say that the one place, and it was that one time as well, was Night and Day. We had the right sound guy with the right crowd.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah. It is one of the top places in town.
It's a strange room, though. It's got to be full to make it a venue.
Yeah, you think so?
Otherwise, it's just
sometimes there's just like one person there.
Yeah, it is quite big for that. Compared to, it's ideal actually, because is it your next gig at the Castle? Is it?
Yeah, the Castle.
It's September the 30th at the Castle, and it's it's only quite tiny in there, isn't it? So
I've never been.
Have you not? Yeah, so I mean, presumably you're looking forward to.
Probably sell out.
Well, hopefully you first sell out. Yeah. So how come you've decided to go there in this time? If
some of
you've
not played there, haven't we? And
yeah.
Apparently it's a really good venue for unsigned acts.
Yeah.
We sent when we first finished the EP, we sent it off to loads of different sort of promoters.
I see.
It's one of the ones that got back to us.
Right.
Called Double Denim.
Yeah.
And they're putting us on.
Right.
That gig, and then we're going playing a return for them in Leeds because they're like Leeds based.
I see.
That's the week after on the 7th of October.
Oh, is it? All right. Okay then. So as I said to everybody earlier, we're in Mosley, and it's a bit of a hotbed at the moment, isn't it? Because obviously everybody in the world, or certainly in the UK, has heard of Cabbage, who are absolutely smashing it all over the place at the moment. We've got Proletariat doing well. This place here at the Warm Coal Mill is busy. So what is it about Mosley, lads? What's going on?
I just think it's been 20 years since Oasis came out. Before that, it was 30 years. We're looking for a revival in guitar music.
Right.
And we're finally getting it. And I think this is a hot spot for it right now.
We've got
so much talent in Mosley.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes you can kind of pin it down to maybe a group of guys and girls even that into a local college or something, or a particular school or something.
Yeah,
I mean, is there any venues in Mosley that you
play at? There's like a few pubs and that, but it's always been, we've all known that like there's just loads of talented people in Mosley all the time, and because it's quite small, everyone comes together and they all put their ideas together and kind of just
works pretty well. I think everyone from Mosley is passed through the rising sun.
Because
we're all sort of know each other in that. We see each other play at that pub, which is sort of a meeting grounds for everyone.
Yeah.
We see each other play, and that's how people get to know each other, and that's how bands form.
Right.
You know, we've seen other talented musicians play. Right now, Mosley is a hotspot for great talent to come through.
Certainly. So do any of you know the Cabbage lads or Proletariat lads at all? Do you kind of keep in contact with anybody? Or?
Yeah, we're a couple from Cabbage and, Connor.
Oh, yeah, I've got guitarist from
Lee Brown.
My dad used to babysit me and Owen Clifford as well from
Cabbage. Oh, right. Good stuff. So, we're coming up to the end of our time. Apart from, Band on the Wall, which will have gone, but the Castle, obviously, and Leeds, what other plans have you got now for Frieda?
We've just finished recording a new song.
Right.
I think we're going to put another EP out shortly.
This year?
It's all recorded. It's just picking the songs and mixing. And
what's the plan for the band? I mean, what do you want to achieve? And maybe where do you see yourselves in 12 months? I mean,
up the White Cabbage, who
knows? Yeah.
I think 12 months is such a short time. We all know where we want to be. That could be 5 years down the time. That could be whenever.
Do you feel as though the interest in the band is growing, like you said, through following your EP?
Yeah, this stuff, like, because we've been through this a lot. Like, we've released an EP, like,
Under a different name,
over the last 4 years we've done it loads of times, and we kind of just let it fizzle out, but this time we're not prepared to let it fizzle out. We're older now.
Yeah, we're like 22.
It's not only that, is it? I mean, it is, somebody said before, it's the time for a guitar band revival, I think, isn't it? And live music's buzzing, certainly in Manchester, isn't it, at the moment?
That's definitely what I want to do, probably you guys do. Just loads and loads of gigs.
It's not just a dream, is it? Even if we're still playing, Night and Day on Band on the Wall. In 10 years' time, we'll still be doing it.
It's
what we love doing.
Because there is, just sort of being a little bit negative, there is a lot of competition out there.
It's so easy to make music now as well. Which is good, because the more competition, the better stuff reaches the top.
Oh, exactly, and it inspires everybody to do that, perhaps do that a little bit better, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay then, lads. Well, that's Frieda for you. Thanks very much, Adam, Sean, and Callum. And I will speak to you again maybe in a few more months. I'm a bit further down the line. Thanks, lads.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.